deception that is there to subvert faith because Satan is scared silly that we're going to get a hold of the gospel and crush him. So he's been crushing us in a sense with doubt and unbelief and mixed beliefs and this stuff and holding people's experiences above the word of God, making man an idolatry over God. Human sentiments and personal loss, raising our person. I'm talking real touchy, I know, but it's okay. You got to hear this. We'll take a personal situation and rise it above Scripture and God, and we'll lock in a belief because it hurts so bad, and it's at the cost of ever believing again or moving forward or manifesting Jesus. And it keeps you in a powerless place to just continue to get run over, and in the long run, your heart will be hard and far from God. And I'm just telling the truth. You're just telling the truth. Some of us have taken life so personal it's at the cost of who he is and who we are in him. Because something bad has happened to a loved one, we can't pursue or embrace the gospel. We've come up with something that tries to protect our heart, but it's at the cost of the victory of our life. Because then if that same situation hits another loved one, you're powerless because you say, yeah, well, look at so-and-so. We don't want to get presumptuous and just pray like they're going to be healed because so-and-so wasn't. And you're already rendered powerless. If he didn't heal Shirley, why should I get excited and think he's going to heal Regine? Because if he didn't heal Shirley and she was a godly woman, I mean, my gosh. And we're letting our faith and our expectation rest on our experience instead of the given word of God. Why do I have hope to pray? Why do I have zeal in my heart? Why do I have excitement to believe? Because of what this book is saying, not because of what I've been through and experienced. I wake up and find this book says the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's no turning or shifting of shadows. So why are we fickle?